KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 21 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, with a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In the news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce will host its annual dinner Saturday, January 14th. At the Cass County Community Center, Chamber Executive Director Rita Hargens says they always look forward to the annual dinner. It's a great opportunity for them to reflect on what they've accomplished and look forward to what they will accomplish. And most of all, highlight our volunteers and chamber members that have invested their time and money back into the organization and community. The chamber will recognize businesses, organizations, and individual leaders in the community. Two people will be recognized and given awards, including the Athena Award and Distinguished Service Award. And the chamber is currently seeking nominations for the Distinguished Service Award. That recognizes an individual, business, or organization who's made the community a better place to live. They've rendered special services for the benefit of the community and have demonstrated an active leadership role for the betterment of the community through their involvement in business, civic, and social service organizations. Last year, the Distinguished Service Award was given to Guy's Perry Jewelry for over 40 years of commitment, generosity, and support of local businesses and events. You're asked to contact the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce to nominate someone for the Distinguished Service Award. Nomination deadline is January 6th. Two Adair County men were arrested early this morning on drug charges in Creston. Creston police say 34-year-old Jason Erball and 23-year-old Stephen Patterson Jr., both of Greenfield, were taken into custody at around 3:20 a.m. at 806 Laurel Street in Creston. Both men were charged with possession of a controlled substance, with Patterson's charge being a second offense. Erball and Patterson Jr. were being held at the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond each. And 35-year-old Christopher Bell of Creston was arrested Monday evening in Creston at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. He was charged with theft in the second degree and subsequently released on a promise to appear later in court. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports two people were arrested on drug charges last week. Greenfield police on December 12th arrested 21-year-old Ashley Nicole Kelly of Des Moines and 25-year-old Shane Forrest Dugan Jones of Greenfield on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver 5 grams of methamphetamine. The substance was found in the ashtray of the vehicle they were in. Both subjects were also charged with possession of meth first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ashley Kelly faces additional charges of interference with official acts, 2 count of possession of a controlled substance, prescription drugs without a prescription, and a prescription drug violation. Dugan Jones was also arrested on a Polk County warrant for theft in the second degree. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on $100,000 bond, while Kelly was being held on a $50,000 bond, which was reduced from $100,000. Adair County Sheriff's deputies also arrested 28-year-old Larry Joe Warrior of Fontenelle December 14th for harassment in the first degree. He was later released on $2,000 bond. The sheriff's report said Warrior and his sister got into an argument during which he grabbed a kitchen knife and began to stab a door. He also allegedly threatened to kill his sister and hang her in a tree in the yard if she called police. His sister fled the house out of fear for her safety. Warrior admitted to a deputy that his anger got the best of him and that he had threatened to harm his sister. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man was arrested Saturday night on drug and alcohol charges following an investigation into an incident that occurred at the intersection of Highways 71 and 44. 57-year-old Charles Frederick Fancher of Audubon was charged with 2 counts of possession of contraband, OWI first offense, possession of marijuana, possession of meth, 2 counts of unlawful possession of prescription pills, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Fancher was booked into the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man was arrested early Sunday morning following a hit-and-run accident in Avoca. 26-year-old Skyler Matthew Ryan of Avoca was charged with OWI first offense and cited for leaving the scene of a property damage accident as well as failure to maintain control. After the pickup he was driving struck a Mid-American Energy pole at the intersection of East Kearney and North Chestnut Street in Avoca. The accident happened around 1 a.m. on Sunday. A man charged with killing his mother and grandmother in Council Bluffs will be sent to a mental health facility after being found mentally incompetent to stand trial. The Des Moines Register reports District Judge Susan Christensen signed an order last Friday that will send Michael Dykeman to treatment at a state mental Health Facility in Oakdale. The order followed the determination of the 31-year-old Dykeman wasn't mentally competent. Staff of the Oakdale facility will try to restore his mental health to the point where Dykeman can understand the charges against him and participate in his defense. He was charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the March deaths of his mother, 63-year-old Jacqueline Dykeman, and grandmother, 91-year-old Isla Pfeiffer. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Western Adair County was injured during a rollover accident Sunday afternoon. 23-year-old Jennifer Vandebo of Fontenelle was transported by private vehicle to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston after the van she was driving went out of control upon hitting a patch of ice as she was traveling north on Highway 25. The vehicle entered a ditch and flipped over, coming to rest on its passenger side. Damage was estimated at $5,000. Damage to a fence owned by Jeff Tussey was estimated at $200. The Union County Sheriff's Office said also 58-year-old Double E. Wade Nutt of Des Moines was arrested Sunday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. Nutt was being held in the Union County Jail without bond until being seen by a judge. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports the arrest on Saturday of 41-year-old Jeremy Leslie Williams of Clarinda. Williams was taken into custody under the authority of a warrant charging him with possession, receipt, transportation, or dominion and control of firearms, offensive weapons, and ammunition by felons and others. The charge was the result of an investigation conducted by the Page County Sheriff's Office. Williams posted a $5,000 bond and was released shortly after being booked into the jail. In other news, Sheriff Palmer said no injuries were reported following two separate weekend accidents. At around 10:15 a.m. Saturday, one of the accidents took place near the intersection of 210th Street and Tolbert Avenue, or about a mile east of Clarinda. An investigation determined 69-year-old Sherry Suzanne O'Connell of Clarinda was driving a pickup eastbound on 210th. When she attempted to turn left onto Tolbert, the pickup went out of control and entered the west ditch before rolling onto its side and sustaining $3,500 damage. And Sunday afternoon, an accident happened on the 2600 block of 230th Street, or about 3 miles southwest of Clarinda. 16-year-old Cooper Brian Randolph of rural Clarinda lost control of a vehicle as he was traveling east and hit a patch of ice on the road. The vehicle went off the road and struck a power pole owned by MidAmerican Energy. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. The power pole sustained $500 damage. And two people traveling in a single vehicle were injured during a rollover accident Saturday evening in Mills County. 32-year-old Stephen Billick of Bellevue, Nebraska, was driving a 2000 Ford southbound on 221st Street at around 5:45 p.m. Saturday when the vehicle began to fishtail due to the slippery road conditions. The vehicle left the road and entered a ditch where it rolled several times into a field and came to rest upright about 100 feet from where it left the road. Billick and his passenger, 33-year-old Catherine Billick, were transported by rescue units to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Oak Township Fire and Glenwood Rescue assisted at the scene. Finally, in area news, the Union County Sheriff's Office says a man from Lorimore reported Friday afternoon that his black 2006 Hyundai Sonata had been stolen from 307 Kansas Avenue in Lorimore. The theft happened at around 11:55 a.m. The estimated value of the vehicle was $9,500. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.